I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This young man who gives off very, very much phone screener Tommy energy, who's busy phone screening right now. And he's going to teach his parents with a texting PowerPoint specifically called Mom and Dad, You Need to Get Better at Texting.
Mom and Dad, I love you, but you need to get better at texting. So the thing that we're going to be working on today is how to use the emphasis. So when you emphasize something, it means, number one.
So if you don't know what he's referring to, because we can see it, when someone texts you, if you hold down the like button, it'll give you the option of all the things. And one of them is exclamation points, which he refers to as emphasis.
Okay.
You agree with what they are saying. You're in the same situation as someone. Number three, someone ignoring you and you want attention.
So it doesn't have to be all of them.
No, it can be one or the other. Let's go over an example. I sent this text to you, and I said, I'm at a bar with Alex Cooper, and you emphasized it.
So go back
I was
to the
excited
first,
for
go
you.
Go back to the first
But
example.
That doesn't, it's not like, it's like, that mean, that would mean that like you're also at the bar with Alex Cooper. Were you at the bar with Alex Cooper?
No, but I would have liked to have been.
Then you say, I would have liked to have been. How does this doesn't, no. Like you're not in the same situation, you're not attention, so no.
I mean, technically, she's agreeing with him. You are at a bar with Alex Cooper.
It would be a great like. Give it a thumbs up. Next time you're about to emphasize text message, stop and ask yourself, do I agree with what they're saying? Am I in the same situation as them? Are they ignoring me or do I want attention? If not, apply. Simple thumbs up works.
I often feel ignored.
Well, then emphasize it.
Do I use the exclamation points a lot?
You're fine. It's mostly mom.
I think of it as... Wow, that's awesome. I, like, excited.
Do you want to give the presentation? Because you're wrong.
So what should she say if she's excited? Like, that's great, Jason, that you're in the bar.
She likes it, loves it.
Like, thumbs up.
Heart.
Or heart.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options?
Yeah, in that situation.
There's no other better one?
Would you question mark it?
No, but they should have another one, which is, like, more emphasis.
They should. Well,
like an emphasis.
Can we create our own emoji?
Yeah, we can.
See, I thought that thumbs up was considered passive aggressive now. I thought you couldn't do thumbs up.
I think typing out a thumbs up and just sending the emoji is more passive aggressive than thumbs upping and liking somebody's message.
Wait, what?
I use thumbs up and thumbs up things all the time.
I did. So you if I that? Send you a thumbs up emoji, that means I'm being passive aggressive?
I don't know. It's all...
like, all of this felt very nitpicky.
I think that
it
all
is,
of us...
It is nitpicky.
I think all of us in this room, we don't have to worry about it. But if Tommy's included on the text, then we have to worry a bit.
Because Tommy, are you going to text lecture us?
Maybe. Sorry, I just hung up the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thumbs up thing, like just sending just a thumbs up emoji.
That's bad?
Yeah, don't do that.
Why?
Because it seems like you're being dismissive.
I think, don't you think though, again, it's all contextual. Like if Freebeer sends out a group text and it says, hey, we're going to meet at my house at 3:30. And you thumbs up that. That's not passive aggressive. That's like, simply, okay, cool, got it.
That's acknowledging that you saw it and I'm on board. I don't know what else you're, what do you?
That it's funny because that's okay. But if you just send a thumbs up emoji, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm just never going to speak to you again. You hate me.
Like if that was just out of the blue, someone texted you a thumbs up, you're like, now I'm mad at you?
No, like if you were to, so if we were having this group conversation here. And I thumbs up your message. It's like, okay, cool. Acknowledge. But if you send me a thumbs up emoji in response to that, like the actual like thing, like, no, that's just so
it's
dismissive.
The same.
It's
not the
I'm
same.
I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to do it double for you.
Ah, no. Because one feels like it's like, yep, got it. And the other one's just like, why did you take all that time to go find the emoji? You could have just said like, okay, or something.
It's literally okay. The same amount. Right.
I'm going to thumbs up everything you text ever.
Because, I mean, I use the thumbs up so often that it's I don't have to search for it.
Yeah, it's an easy one. It's an easy
right there.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that on emojis, if I don't really know the meaning or how it's going to be construed, I just don't use it.
I just send eggplant for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I just send a real picture of it.
Get out of here, man. Yeah. I just got a thumbs up text. How interesting. I'm not a fan of that. Feels like I've been completely ignored and just everything I said, not important.
Yeah, how can how can I thumbs up the sentence you just said?
But doing exactly what you just did.
Thumbs up, yeah. Yeah, I could see if you talked to Tommy and then I went and just gave you a thumbs up and moved on like you didn't exist.
Like when you asked, hey, are you ready for that next segment? And I just went,
Yeah.
So now, Tommy, in our most recent.
Wow, that's really funny. Go on.
In the most recent exchange where Freebeer sent you a thumbs up emoji, I then reacted to his thumbs up emoji, but with a thumbs up reaction.
Oh.
So mine's not passive aggressive, but his is.
No, yeah. Oh. Steve's, yours feels good because you had to go do the extra effort of finding that emoji to react. And I feel like, okay, yeah, he took the time.
Well, I had to find
that.
It too. It's not just on my keyboard all the time. Also, Steve, I just emphasized your thumbs up to my thumbs up emoji,
which means
I agree with you and I'm in the same place as you.
Oh, I'm going to ha-ha your emphasis to my
Let's keep
thumbs
doing
up
it
reaction.
Until Tommy's head bursts into flames.
Well, it's getting pretty close. Feeling like Hades down here.
Hotwing sent another message in the group. More to Tommy that says, what happens if I just tell you to eat S? And that's when you heard Tommy explode with laughter from the other room. Hold on. I got to thumbs up that.
Hot Wings, you sent that one wrong. It should have been what I just sent. Where it's lips.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And lips and a pile of poop.
There you go.
But now you're making art, Steve, so it's great.